ATL Renting expands fleet with 2,000th DAF truck, enhances European services. Belgian vehicle rental giant ATL Renting has expanded its fleet by incorporating its 2,000th DAF truck, a DAF XG 480FT. This addition reinforces the company's extensive long-term rental offerings for trucks, trailers, vans, and other vehicles across Europe. Since its inception in 1997, ATL Renting has evolved into one of Europe's premier commercial vehicle rental companies. With headquarters in Tessenderlo, Belgium, the family-owned business operates over 7,500 vehicles and trailers. Subsidiaries in Germany, Poland, the Netherlands, and Romania further bolster its European presence. Pioneering early adoption, ATL Renting's early embrace of the new generation DAF series stems from their exceptional past experiences with DAF trucks. These new models stand out for their reliability, superior fuel efficiency, advanced safety features, and unparalleled driver comfort. Koen de Koninck, ATL Renting's commercial director, noted, "Just like we, our customers highly appreciate trucks from DAF," said Koen de Koninck, commercial director at ATL Renting. The 2000th truck now delivered is in fact already the 730th new generation DAF truck ATL Renting has taken into operation. Strategic partnerships. The collaboration between ATL Renting and DAF trucks has proven instrumental to ATL's success. De Koninck highlighted the benefits of this alliance. DAF's indisputable service and quality are fundamental reasons for choosing their trucks. And thanks to the dense European DAF service network, our customers can always find the best truck support just around the corner, wherever they are in Europe. That is another reason why the number of DAF trucks in our fleet continues to grow. With this latest acquisition, ATL Renting demonstrates a steadfast dedication to delivering reliable, high-quality vehicle rental solutions. As demand for commercial vehicle rentals surges, ATL Renting stands ready to meet customer needs with its expansive and capable fleet. Don't miss, Trump misleads on Chinese auto factories in Mexico, UAW fires back.